it has provided a framework for partners working together. It has provided an opportunity for greater coherence in the approach of the different partners towards a development problem. One of the most important parts is that we have actually had been able to provide a facilitation of this coordination, which means that we have somebody on the ground who's following it up, who's working with the technical people. We've been able to get better information, do better analysis of understanding where the real critical areas in Mauritania are for child hunger on a geographical as well as a socioeconomic level, and of being able to also avoid overlapping and really move towards a coherent approach towards ending child malnutrition.
And what are the main challenges and what is the way forward for you?
The biggest single challenge is how we take this to scale, how we make sure that REACH becomes an instrument for ensuring that we deal with the issues of malnutrition, not just in small pockets, but as a countrywide and also as a structural response. By structural response, I mean that government takes it on as a central part of its policy, if it's willing to invest money of it, that partners are also willing to consider their interventions in terms of ending child hunger. Just to say that when we talk about REACH and nutrition, we also understand that the causes of malnutrition are also linked to structural issues such as poverty, towards food insecurity. Mauritania only produces 30% of its cereal needs, so you can imagine that there's a big challenge there. And also what happens at a household level.